Manansi asam prasannani sadhunam asura duram jayamane jane tasmin ne duru dundu bhayo samam. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Sugade Goswami said, Ata, on the occasion of the Lord's appearance, Sarva, all around, Guna Upetaha, endowed with material attributes or facilities, Kalaha, a favorable time, Paramasobana, all auspicious and very favorable from all points of view. Yarhi, when, eva, certainly, Ajana Janma Riksham, the constellation stars known as Rohini, Santariksha, none of the constellations were fierce. All of them were peaceful. Graha Tarakam, and the planets and stars like Aswini, Dishaha, all directions, Prasedhu, appeared very auspicious and peaceful. Gaganam, all of outer space, all the sky. Nirimala Udu, Gana Udashan, in which all the auspicious stars were visible in the upper stratra of the universe. Mahi, the earth. Mangala, Buyista, Puragrama, Vraja Akarsara, whose many cities, towns, pasturing grounds, and mines became auspicious and very neat and clean. Nadia, the rivers, Prasanna Salila, the waters became clear. Radha, the lakes or large reservoirs of water. Jagaruha, Sriya, appeared very beautiful because of blooming lotuses all around. Dwija Ali Kula, Sanadha Stavaka, the birds, especially the cuckoos and swarms of bees, began to chant in sweet voices as if praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vanarajaya, the green trees and plants, we are also very pleasing to see. Vavo, blue. Vayu, the breeze. Sukasparasa, very pleasing to the touch. Punyagandava, which was full of fragrance. Suchi, without pollution by dust. Agnaya, cha, and the fires at the places of sacrifice. Dvijatinam, of the Brahmanas. Santa, undisturbed, steady, calm and quiet. Tatra, day. Samin dahan blazed. Manam si the minds of the Brahmanas, who because of Kamsa had always been afraid. Asan became Prasanani, fully satisfied and free from disturbances. Sadunam of the Brahmanas, who were all Vaishnava devotees. Asuradrudham, who had been oppressed by Kamsa and other demons, disturbing the discharge of religious rituals. Jayamane, because of the appearance on earth of birth. Ajane, of Lord Vishnu, who is always unborn. Tasmin, in that situation. Nedu, resounded. Dundubayo, kettle drums. Samam, simultaneously from the upper planets. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is confounded charity. Disciples of Prabhupada Kiya. Thereafter, at the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, the entire universe was surcharged with all the qualities of goodness, beauty, and peace. The constellation Rohini appeared as did stars like Aswini. The sun, the moon, and the other stars and planets were very peaceful. All directions appeared extremely pleasing, and the beautiful stars twinkled in the cloudless sky. Decorated with towns, villages, mines, and pasturing grounds, the earth seemed all auspicious. The rivers flowed with clear water, and the lakes and vast reservoirs, full of lilies and lotuses, were extraordinarily beautiful. In the trees and green plants, full of flowers and leaves, pleasing to the eyes, birds like cuckoos and swarms of bees began chanting with sweet voices for the sake of the demigods. A pure breeze began to blow, pleasing the sense of touch and bearing the aroma of flowers. And when the Brahmanas, engaging in ritualistic ceremonies, ignited their fires according to Vedic principles, the fires burned steadily, undisturbed by the breeze. Thus, when the birthless Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, the saints and Brahmanas, who had always been disturbed by demons like Kamsa and his men, felt peace within the core of their hearts. And kettle drums simultaneously vibrated from the outer planetary system. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his appearance, birth, and activities are all transcendental, and that one who factually understands them is immediately eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. The Lord's appearance or birth is not like that of an ordinary man who is forced to accept a material body according to his past deeds. The Lord's appearance is explained in the previous chapter. He appears out of his own sweet pleasure. When the time was mature for the appearance of the Lord, the constellations became very auspicious. The astrological influence of the constellation known as Rohini was also predominant, because This constellation is considered very auspicious. Rohini is under the direct supervision of Brahma, who is born of Vishnu, and it appears that the birth of Lord Vishnu, who is in fact is birthless. According to the astrological calculation, besides the proper situation of the stars, they are auspicious and inauspicious moments due to the different situations of the different planetary systems. At the time of Krishna's birth, the planetary systems were automatically adjusted so that everything became auspicious. At that time, in all directions, east, west, south, north, everywhere, there was an atmosphere of peace and prosperity. Auspicious stars were visible in the sky, and on the surface, in all towns and villages, or pasturing grounds, and within the mind of everyone, there were signs of good fortune. The rivers were flowing full of water, and the lakes were beautifully decorated with lotus flowers. The forests were full with beautiful birds and peacocks. All the birds within the forest began to sing with sweet voices, and the peacocks began to dance with their consorts. The wind blew very pleasantly, carrying the aroma of different flowers, and the sensation of bodily touch was very pleasing. At home, the Brahmanas, who were accustomed to offer sacrifices in the fire, found their homes very pleasant for offerings. Because the disturbances created by the demoniac kings, the sacrificial fire had been almost stopped in the houses of Brahmanas. But now they could find the opportunity to start the fire peacefully, being forbidden to offer sacrifices. The Brahmanas were very distressed in mind, intelligence, and activities. But just on the point of Krishna's appearance, automatically their minds became full of joy, because they could hear loud vibrations in the sky of transcendental sounds, proclaiming the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the occasion of Lord Krishna's birth, seasonal changes took place throughout the entire universe. Krishna was born during the month of September, yet it appeared like springtime. The atmosphere, however, was very cool, although not chilly, and the rivers and reservoirs appeared just as they cool the wool in Sarat, the fall. Lotuses and lilies blossom during the day. But although Krishna appeared at 12 o'clock midnight, the lilies and lotuses were in bloom, and thus the wind blowing at that time was full of fragrance. Because of Kamsa's disturbances, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies had almost stopped. The Brahmanas and saintly persons could not execute the Vedic rituals with peaceful minds. But now, the Brahmanas were very pleased to perform their daily ritualistic ceremonies undisturbed. The business of the Asuras is to disturb the Asuras, the devotees, and Brahmanas. But at the time of Krishna's appearance, these devotees and Brahmanas were undisturbed. That is the end of the purport to text 1-5 from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, entitled the birth of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. This chapter describes the situation how Krishna appeared in this material world, and also describes the prayers offered by Vasudeva and Devaki. Sukadeva Goswami started describing Krishna's appearance. First of all, when we hear Krishna descends, Krishna descends. Krishna descends from where? Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He stays in Vrindavan eternally. So Krishna descends means that Lord Krishna calls all his innumerable expansions to join him in his pastimes. So Krishna descends. Krishna Vasudev descends to join with Krishna Govinda. Because Krishna Govinda never leaves Vrindavan. He's always present at all time. He never steps out. So Krishna Vasudev descends to help Krishna in his activities in the material world here. So Sukadeva Goswami said, Ata sarva gune preta. Ata. On the occasion of Krishna's coming, Krishna's coming to the material world, Krishna descending. Guna upeta, endowed with material attributes or facilities, like kala, time became very happy that Krishna is coming. Krishna is coming, time became very happy. Just like, how do you feel when your spiritual master is coming? How do you feel? You're happy. It's joy. So time is coming. Krishna is coming. Time became very happy. The supreme master is coming. And his coming is not just for nothing. He's coming for a wonderful activity. He's coming to perform activity which is extremely auspicious, which is purifying. Therefore, time was happy. Not only time was happy, although it was not auspicious moment for Krishna's appearance, means that the moon was not full, but the moon was considering the supreme personality of Godhead is coming in my life.
The moon became very full. Everything became auspicious. The direction became auspicious. Means directions, they are all persons. Time is a person. Seasons are all persons. The demigods are all persons. Everything were adjusted. Out of happiness at the supreme perspective of coming, the demons are going to give up their demonic activities. Kamsa and his associate, who has stopped the Brahmanas from performing their duty, performing sacrifice, they were not happy. Their mind became very, very peaceful because Krishna was coming. And Brahmanas who were afraid out of Kamsa, if he also disappeared, they were no more afraid. They are happy. Now they could do their sacrifice peacefully without any disturbance. So it is said here, right from the beginning of the purport, the Lord says that his appearance, birth, and activities are all transcendental, and that one who factually understands them is immediately eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. The Lord's appearance or birth is not like that of an ordinary man who is forced to accept a material body according to his past deeds. The Lord's appearance is explained in the previous chapter. He appears out of his own sweet pleasure. How mysterious is Krishna's appearance? Usually, a child stays in the womb of the mother for 9 months and then he comes out helpless, completely helpless. Lord Krishna was not helpless. He appeared not as a baby, he appeared as a complete man, fully decorated. And he's speaking to his father, his mother. So Vasudeva and Devaki saw the Supreme Personality standing before them, speaking. Not helpless, he was speaking as a man, not as a child. And giving directions. So Vasudeva and Devaki were very happy. The Supreme Personality of God had taken birth in my womb. How much should I be prepared to celebrate this? The Krishna explained to the parent, I gave you a benediction. I will appear 3 times. This is the 3rd time. And this is your last birth. From now, you go back to Godhead. A A helpless condition soul cannot do that. Only the supreme person can speak. And he's telling his parent, at this very time that I have appeared, Mother Yashoda has also given birth to a child. You should take me to Vrindavan. He's a supreme personality of Godhead, so he knows everything. Everything is under his control. It could be said that Krishna left Mathura and went to Vrindavan out of fear of Kamsa, because everyone was afraid of Kamsa. But Krishna did not leave Mathura out of fear of Kamsa like everyone. But Krishna selected his activities, how he's going to perform, and whom he's going to perform his activity with. He has already arrange everything perfectly, and it follows like that. He is not an ordinary child. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. And therefore, his appearance, his activities are transcendental, that anyone who engages himself or herself in these activities, his appearance and his activities, the promise is that one will be liberated and return back home, back to Godhead. Because his activities are transcendental, hearing about Krishna is transcendental. Here it is mysterious that he is not appearing as a small child. He's appearing as an old man who is speaking, giving direction to the parent. And then the parent are offering prayers to him for protection, for shelter. After that, Lokeshna became a small boy by the request of the parent. He transformed himself. And now, as a child, Kamsa was informed that the child who is going to kill you has appeared. And Kamsa became very disturbed, very afraid, very confused, and he was thinking, now the cruel death of my life has appeared, what to do? But somehow or other, by the providence arrangement, he went to the maternity home to see the baby. But he didn't see the son. He saw a girl. It was a girl that he saw. The providence tricked him. Krishna played on him. But because he was told that the HR was going to kill him, he didn't consider that the child was a girl. He still attempted to kill, but he couldn't do that. The demons can make all the necessary arrangements to the plans to disturb Krishna consciousness, but The attempt will always be frustrated because no one can succeed over Krishna. The intelligence is given to them by Krishna. They must have intelligence, but knowledge. Therefore, his attempt all failed. And Krishna successfully demonstrated his supreme power over all. Hare Krishna. Comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. Comment.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So the atmosphere which is described in this verse is just so amazing. It's so beautiful that it naturally attracts the mind of the conditioned souls. When they hear it, it's hard to imagine anyone who is not attracted to this beautiful atmosphere. Although I suppose for one who's demonic, perhaps he is more attracted to the casino or the brothel than an atmosphere like this. But this atmosphere which is described is also available, isn't it, in the life of a devotee? Because isn't this the atmosphere that one experiences within himself in the advanced stages of Krishna consciousness?
Yes. Advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, one always feels joyful. There is peace. There is satisfaction. There is no fear of kamsa or anything, or kamsa's associate. This is a state of Krishna consciousness. When one becomes Krishna conscious, we will experience this. The disturbances in the mind means that Krishna is not fully realized. But when one becomes fully realized, there is nothing to be worried about. There's nothing. One will see peace in all directions, happiness in all directions, joy in all directions. Our activities also very, very satisfying, pleasing to everyone. So it's this description of the life of a pure devotee. Thank you.
So then my other thought is that Srila Prabhupada came to New York, one of the most degraded places in the whole world. And yet he carried with him this atmosphere within himself. And he became so attractive to those who were seeking a higher truth. So this is, I think, the example of the effect of a pure devotee who brings the atmosphere even into a hellish situation and can attract the conditioned souls.
Yes. Krishna and his pure devotees, they are the same. Krishna came when everything was in the state of confusion. Everywhere is fear of cancer. He's appearing, now everything is adjusted. The night, usually the lotus flower will close in the night. When Krishna appeared, both the day and night were acting the same. Similarly, Prabhupada appeared in New York City. Everything was adjusted. There was peace and satisfaction. He attracted everybody to come around him, and their ignorance was destroyed. He carried the same potency of Krishna. Wherever a pure devotee is, he will demonstrate these qualities. So it's a perfect example. Prabhupada showed a perfect example. It is not just the philosophy. It's a reality that even to our present day we can see it. That Prabhupada demonstrated this. He removed all the doubt, removed all the fears, removed all the anxieties, and lived with Krishna consciousness to celebrate. Krishna appeared in celebration, the jubilation. The Prabhupada appeared in a celebration. Now we have so many celebrations in Hare Krishna movement. Throughout the whole year, we have many, many festivals. Celebration, happiness. So Prabhupada is a perfect example for them. And he has left the legacy with all of you. And he has continued with that. It's wonderful. Very good. Someone else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Very beautiful description of the nature and the minds of the sadhus. This situation appears to be idealistic. Should a devotee aspire that in his life everything goes well like this?
Yes. Why not? This is the state of existence for all spirit souls. What we are seeing, what we are experiencing is not life. It's illusion. This is reality. This is realistic. And we should know that we are here to practice Krishna consciousness to come to this stage. It's our assignment for life. We have to come to this stage. Not that it is just rules and regulations. Beyond the rules and regulations is this pure state of consciousness. But we don't see anything but Krishna. Nothing else exists, only Krishna. We are satisfied with that. It is not an illusion that Krishna consciousness is a transcendental platform. It is not just illusion, it's a reality. And all of us have to reach here. What is the purpose of Krishna coming? What is the purpose of Srila Prabhupada's coming? They are not here to come and show us what it is and go. They came to show us what it is and that it is possible we can also get there. And they give the process. So we can get there. If we follow what they have given us, we will get there. Right?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for nice class. Maharaj, you were talking about that how when Krishna appeared, all the fear of Kamsa was destroyed and everybody became, the description also comes. But then in the Krishna's pastimes we understand at one place that this when Krishna and Balaram, they had gone asking food from the Brahmanas, still they were having that fear of Kamsa. So we find that some living entities are always there in spite of so much of Krishna consciousness, so much of fearlessness, still they maintain their kind of being away from Krishna and being fearful like that.
No. The Brahmanas were fearful. The wives of the Brahmanas were not fearful. The wife of the Brahmanas went to Krishna. They didn't remember Kamsa. Because they were fully Krishna conscious. But the Brahmanas, they are not Krishna conscious. They were simply ritualistic Brahmanas. Therefore, their fear was still there. Those who were Krishna conscious, their fear was gone. They went and they were ladies. But the men couldn't go because they were not Krishna conscious. So those who didn't go were not devotees. Those who went were devotees. And Krishna showed the two of them to the cowherd boys. So at the stage of pure Krishna consciousness, not fear. Because then our Krishna consciousness is not just a theory, it's a practical thing. One is seeing Krishna face to face. So what is fear? And Krishna is standing before us, I'm standing before Krishna. So what is fear? It's not fear. The Brahmanas, even when they got to realize our wives went to see Lord Krishna, now let us go to the secret. Oh no, Kamsa. The women didn't remember Kamsa. Because for them, Kamsa does not exist. Only Krishna exists. So they went to Krishna. So when our Krishna, our devotion takes us to that platform, we have the same experience. No fear of anyone. Because Krishna is existing. All right. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.